a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming partly sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 64. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 63. For Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies, temps in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The House Appropriations Committee approved fiscal 2022 funding bill yesterday for USDA, FDA, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. That'll boost spending more than 10%, including hefty amounts for ag research and climate change-related programs. The increase of about $2.8 billion to $26.6 billion is critical. The work tackling hunger, lift up communities, rebuild public health and safety, confront the climate crisis, foster greater equity. Those words, Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut. The bill did pass on a voice vote. Republicans said that as a non-defense measure, the spending was simply too high. Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma said the bill is based on funding framework that does not have bipartisan support. He said if we want to fund good things in this bill, got to adjust the funding levels. Before advancing the bill, the committee approved a couple of controversial amendments, including a measure to revoke line and speed waiver grants of 16 poultry plants, another to prohibit the purchase of farmland by companies owned in whole or in part by the People's Republic of China. A report out questions a real estate transaction made by Sonny Perdue just after his selection as Ag Secretary in 2017. The Washington Post reports Perdue, now a former company, bought a small grain facility in South Carolina for $250,000, while ADM purchased the facility 6 years prior for $5.5 million. Now, the county the facility is located in appraised the property at $530,000 in 2018. An ADM spokesman said there's nothing more than a business decision to sell a significantly underperforming asset. Both representative of Perdue, former company, and the ADM confirmed the negotiations for the transaction began in 2015 when ADM originally asked for $4 million for the property. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has released a new report looking at how COVID-19 has impacted death trends across the state of Kansas for the year of 2020. As KWCH News reports that last year, Kansas saw more than 31,000 deaths, which was an increase of over 3,800 compared to 2019. And the report says that the majority of those increases were COVID-19 related.
3,331 more deaths in the last third of 2020 than 2019. And COVID-19 accounted for 78%.
That was Macy Smith, the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit on KWCH News. But some state Republican legislators say they are pushing for a secondary review of these statistics to get more information about how doctors and medical examiners have concluded that the COVID-19 virus was the underlying cause of the increase in death, as they say they're concerned about some of the misrepresentation of the numbers from the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Right now, every decision you make is all about timing. At Midwest Kia, the time is now to take advantage of the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. Through July 4th weekend only, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. You can buy with absolutely no money down, and your current vehicle has never been worth more at Midwest Kia. Get up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia says, the time is now during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. Come in today or visit MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models, including better plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. KMF for 15 to 1,000 finance. Limited dollar trade warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 7/6/21.
Kansas Republicans are challenging Democrat Governor Laura Kelly into a national debate over border security as Republicans are challenging her stance on the issue. Republican Congressman from the 4th District Ron Estes publicly urged Governor Kelly yesterday to send law enforcement resources to Arizona and Texas to help them with security along the border with Mexico. Estes, along with the state's other two Republican congressmen, sent Kelly a letter last week urging such action, and earlier this month, the Kansas GOP accused Kelly of being silent on border security. Governor Kelly responded, saying the congressman should focus on immigration legislation rather than what she called, quote, political games. In other news, a Kansas man has been sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for a 2019 stabbing that killed his wife and injured her grandmother. The Kansas Attorney General's office says that 34-year-old Jeremy DelMarco of Arma was sentenced yesterday to 184 months for second-degree murder and the death of 36-year-old Brandy DelMarco. He was also sentenced to 43 months for attempted murder and the stabbing of Dorma LeMaster. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. Authorities say deputies shot and killed a man while serving a warrant at his home in western Nebraska. The Nebraska State Patrol said in a news release that 58-year-old Larry Hunt became combative Tuesday as the Morrill County Sheriff's Office helped a regional drug task force serve the warrant in the town of Bayard. The release said two deputies fired, striking Hunt. He was taken to a hospital in Scott's Bluff, where he later died that afternoon. The news release said one deputy sustained minor injuries in the melee, but the release didn't describe what Hunt was doing that was deemed combative. Yesterday was the last time you'll find the state of Nebraska reporting coronavirus numbers online. The State Department of Health and Human Services said yesterday it plans to retire the online dashboard that it's used to report statistics on the coronavirus pandemic for more than a year. Nebraska's state of virus emergency expired yesterday, along with any social distancing requirements. Mid-America Network News.
To grab your keys and hit the road this summer, make your first stop Rusty Eck Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber presented an update on cost share programs, including an impact study on the 17th Street extension in the current industrial park, showing tax returns and increased valuation since the development. Council appeared reluctant to address her request to sign off on a grant application for a street extension to another industrial park, proposed north of Subway and Caniquip. Barber spoke of potential business that has indicated interest in locating if incentives were available, and went on asking council to consider options for downtown empty space when the buildings are removed along a section in the 600 block of Broadway. She offered to explore options for incentivizing renovation of downtown housing, particularly in second floor applications to existing buildings. Planning and zoning met June 10th at the council request to consider a recommendation regarding placement of intermodal storage containers within city limits. It was reported that after much discussion, they suggested the current moratorium remain in place and not allow placement of any additional containers within city limits. Primary concerns were they do not fit appropriately in residential settings. Area zoned commercial, but adjacent to residences could also be concern. Multiple what-ifs were presented by counsel during discussion, with points that if well-maintained, they may serve a purpose. The prospect of utilizing these as housing construction was also considered. No action was taken with consensus to further review options regarding regulation and return to the matter at a later date. Approval was given for economic assistance to Phil Kohorst for removal of a house at 305 North 2nd Street, which is beyond repair. A representative from BG Consultants continued a presentation on options for extending the city lagoon system, which is targeted by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for improvements by late 2023. Usage rates, future options, and expansion possibilities were addressed. Variable costs were a concern expressed by Terry Hughes, with recent substantial raises to material and construction costs. Preliminary costs provided were estimates based on multiple year averages. Final cost would not be determined until further in the process. A reference to some $4 and $4.5 million total project cost was mentioned. Potential impact on city budget and user fees were covered briefly, as well as funding options. $600,000 in CDBG grant funding is a possibility, as well as a low-cost loan grant program that may also fund up to $1 million if approved. City Administrator presented bids for demolition of multiple properties owned by the city, including four business buildings in the 600 block of Broadway, as well as two houses near the city shops. Inline construction was low bid at $74,500. Cruzy Dozer Service was low bid on nuisance properties at 205 North 10th and 1205 Carolina at $38,000. Approval was given for the first set of bids on the downtown buildings, which the city currently owns, with council consensus to reconsider the options on demolishing the nuisance properties, which the city does not own. Concern with spending additional taxpayer dollars that may or may not be recovered. A part-time service aide for the police department was presented on an as-needed basis to allow full-time officers additional flexibility. Reserve officer support has been cut recently due to regulation changes. A suggested pay range was $15.22 per hour, which is less than full-time officer wages. To be considered part-time, the post would work less than 1,000 hours annually. Approval was given on a 7-1 vote, with Terry Hughes voting no. A budget workshop is planned June 30th at 6 p.m. Councilmember Diane Schroeder asked about a program to require rental property inspections. Review of the minimum housing code was suggested by the city attorney. The matter was referred after discussion to an ad hoc 3-member council committee established to look at options. Discharge hours for fireworks were extended to from 10 p.m. until midnight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That passed on a 6-2 vote. Mobby Pippia was approved for appointment to the tree board. A 4-4 tie vote on a resolution was passed, with the mayor voting in favor of a draft by the city attorney, correcting technical errors in a previous ordinance adopted relating to the appointment of city officers by the mayor and providing for a procedure of appointing and considering mayoral appointments. Laverne Allerholligan, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laverne Allerholligan.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this frontal boundary is still stretching across the central, east-central parts of the Midwest. Will continue to push off towards the east-southeast. High-pressure system moves in, bringing us partly sunny skies for today, and it looks like sunny skies for tomorrow all the way through the holiday weekend. We'll continue to see temperatures in the 80s. It does look like we'll see warmer temperatures back into the lower 90s for the 4th of July, and it looks like just isolated chances for some showers and thunderstorms Sunday night and into the early parts of next week, with temperatures still in the 90s. For today, becoming partly sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 64. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear, 63. And Saturday and Sunday will continue with sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 80s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 110, the average low 67, the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:05.
Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from swift completion of their appointed rounds. The folks we depend on to deliver our mail on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 1st, the 182nd day of the year. On this day in 1847, the first adhesive stamps were introduced at the United States Post Office in New York City, a 5-cent Benjamin Franklin and a 10-cent George Washington. And that brings us to National Postal Workers Day. There are plenty to thank, and the U.S., approximately 470,000 career employees and 137,000 non-career employees of the Postal Service. Mail carriers walk about 4 to 8 miles per day while carrying packages and letters, and the saying is true, through snow, rain, and heat. In the Grand Canyon, mail is still delivered via mule, and in some places in Michigan and Alabama, mail is delivered by boat. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at Landall.com/careers or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Wichita Wind Surge gave up just one hit in the 8-1 win over Amarillo yesterday. Starter Jordan Blazevic threw 5.2 innings of no-hit baseball. The Twins' number two prospect struck out six in the win. In the bullpen, Alex Phillips, John Leiter Salinas, and Adam Lau kept the Soddies at bay until a solo home run in the bottom of the ninth. The Wind Surge and the Sod Poodles back at it again today. The Kansas City Royals handed their third loss by the Boston Red Sox in as many days. The boys in blue fell to the Red Sox by a margin of 6-2 yesterday. Game four of the series today from Boston. And there's no rest for the Royals after today's matchup with the Boston Red Sox. The Royals will open a three-game series with the Minnesota Twins beginning tomorrow. The Royals back at home in Kauffman Stadium for that series. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Ready to grab your keys and hit the road this summer? Make your first stop Rusty Eck Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/21.
The NCAA cleared the way for athletes to profit off their name as of today, the eve of legislation becoming law in several states that would allow for such compensation. The expected approval from the NCAA Board of Directors came a few days after a recommendation from Division I Council to allow athletes in every state to pursue compensation for their name, image, and likeness without jeopardizing their college eligibility. The NCAA's decision to suspend restrictions on payments to athletes for things such as sponsorship deals, online endorsements, and personal appearances applies to all three divisions or some 460,000 athletes. The NCAA also is allowing athletes to enter into agreements with agents while encouraging them to keep schools informed. The NCAA said the schools are responsible, quote, for determining whether those activities are consistent with state law, end quote. More than 10 states have laws set to go into effect today, Thursday. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Bring a bit of homegrown flavor and beauty to your 4th of July celebration. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Harvest and serve red, white, and blue fruits and vegetables from your garden in containers. Red or white beets and radishes, red greens, strawberries, cherries, purple carrots, and blueberries are just a few edibles that fit the bill. Create colorful appetizers, salads, and desserts with your harvest. Serve them up in a patriotic star or flag pattern or on a red, white, or blue dish to complete the patriotic theme. Pick a few colorful blooms from the garden as well. Combine red, white, and blue flowers in a plain vase or display your best blossoms in a patriotic vessel. Supplement your harvest and bouquets with a visit to your local farmer's market if needed. Then make a note to add a few fun colors to your garden for next year's celebration. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
He's probably the most famous dentist in the American Revolutionary War. You might not know he cleaned teeth, but you do know his name. And we'll return with the story on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farm in the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farm in the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farm in the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Along the Freedom Trail in downtown Boston, Andrew Alexander will tell you the tale of one of the most famous men in the Patriot cause.
Paul Revere was born here in the north end of Boston. His father was a French immigrant. His father came here all alone at the age of 13.
So at the age of 13, Paul Revere's father was apprenticed to a goldsmith in Boston. It was a career Paul would pick up as eldest son, inheriting his father's gold and silver smithing shop. He also picked up another sideline that few history books record.
When you have the political upheaval of the 1760s, 1770s, that makes a huge dent in Paul Revere's business as a goldsmith, because who's out buying, you know, luxury items, you know, when you have a revolution around the corner? So Revere looks for other ways that he might be able to pick up a little bit of extra income. And he learns from a surgeon dentist how to wire together partial teeth with silver wires.
Revere also cleaned teeth and did work similar to today's dental hygienist, but we don't know him for silver spoons and white teeth. We know him because of his political activism during the 1770s.
He probably got principally involved through the Masonic Brotherhood. His particular lodge was very pro-patriot lodge, and that was probably the main thing that gets him involved. But he was very politically active. He was believed to be one of the guys who was there at the Boston Tea Party, although it was a secret operation, but he's believed to be one of those guys there.
Most Americans know Paul Revere for his famous midnight ride. And next time, we'll straighten out the fact from the fiction of what you may have heard. Traveling the Countryside in Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.
Your pond can be a miserable place to hang out if the mosquitoes have taken over. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Having a bite-free experience depends on good pond management as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Swarms of mosquitoes. I use bug spray, but the skeeters always seem to find the one spot that I miss. A nasty bug problem can rob anyone of the enjoyment they want out of their pond, and there is always the concern of West Nile virus and other mosquito-borne diseases. Jonathan Ferris is an extension educator at Purdue University. He says there is a solution. A pond that is in balance and well-managed rarely has a mosquito problem.
It's the pond
ponds that are shallow and they're stagnant and it's a very warm water and it's covered with moss and algae and that kind of stuff, mosquitoes can be a problem in a pond like that. But in a well-balanced pond where you've got a healthy population of fish, you don't have an overload of aquatic vegetation, you've got some wave action across the pond, they're generally not a problem because natural predators take their toll on them and just the wave action across the pond generally causes them to suffocate.
You can add an aeration system to create the surface wave action. Minimize nutrients going into the pond and you'll have less algae and moss. Bluegill and largemouth bass feed heavily on mosquitoes. Ferris says there's a lot of interest in a specific aquatic predator called mosquito fish, but he stresses that this fish is not a cure-all.
There's a lot of minnows as well as amphibians and birds and bats, a lot of things that will feed on mosquito larvae. So that fish is just not the savior, if you will.
If you're doing all you can but still have a mosquito problem, look around your property for standing water. Old tires, gutters, even small puddles and livestock hoof prints can be an insect nursery. All it takes is a few days for the buggers to breed and hatch larvae. Find more mosquito prevention tips for pond owners at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
the dawn of time, money has been tied to emotions. Fear, love, joy, and envy. But does it have to be that way? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, we give money so much power in our lives. We're filled with joy when we get a windfall, like an inheritance or an unexpected bonus. And when you buy something you've wanted for a long time, you feel that rush of excitement. And there's the other side of the coin, too. When the money is spent, or the new thing wears out, envy sets in when you want what others have. But when you trust God, money will lose its emotional charge and no longer has a hold on you. You simply see it as a tool to support a life of faith and generosity. So let money have its proper place in your life without the drama of emotions. When you do, you'll experience a life full of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
There are two ways to make a profit in farming. Make more money than you spend or spend less money than you make. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers to be aware of pollinator movement. Allison Walston is with Valent USA.
Before using any neonic insecticide, be sure to follow the label recommendations, establish appropriate buffer zones, calibrate equipment, and avoid spraying flowering plants in or near the field. Working with beekeepers in the area is another way to help maximize products while minimizing any negative impacts to pollinators.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. Rocky Farms of Center Colorado wanted to get rid of nitrogen fertilizers, but still needed some nutrient source for their crops. Here's Brendan Rocky.
We've been using compost. That's our foundation of our fertility program. It's loaded. It has the NPK and the macro micronutrients.
Rocky says the compost turned out to be a pretty good choice.
When we first got away from synthetics, went to the compost, we were still doing a potato barley rotation. We were putting on 3 tons of compost on every acre every single year. Once we started bringing in diversity, we had a lot more legumes out there in the cover crops, started bringing the companions. I got to the point where that 3 ton every other year actually became excessive.
Rocky Farms raises specialty potatoes.
Through the years, we've been able to maintain our yields, but we have been able to reduce our cost of growing that crop. So our inputs have gone down, the yield is remaining the same, but the quality of the crop is improved drastically.
Rocky says their potatoes bring a premium because of their smaller size. They also store better, so there's less spoilage after harvest.
If I can have it cost less to grow the same crop, that's just as good as improving yield. Our focus wasn't so much on income, but it's on margin, profit.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Updates. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great parts selection. You can order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, we are seeing the rain once again here on Thursday. We've had some rain delays as far as wheat harvest is concerned across both Kansas and Oklahoma for the last several days because of the rain. And the rain continues to fall here in parts of central, south central, and even sections of western Kansas today. So that will further hamper wheat harvest. But the wheat that's been harvested so far seems to be in pretty good shape. Yields have been kind of sporadic, but test weights have been running pretty strong, up around 58-60 pounds a bushel. And we get more information now from Marcia Boswell from Kansas Wheat.
Farmers in McPherson County were also delayed or off to a late start Wednesday, according to Adam Butler, the senior location manager in Mound Ridge for MKC. While wheat harvest is 90% complete in the area, having started around June 15th, continuous waves of rain since last Friday, followed by spotty sporadic rains, is holding up that last little bit of cutting. Before and after the wet weather, moisture has stayed consistent at roughly 11 to 12.5%. Yields are averaging nearly 45 bushels per acre, ranging from the mid-30s to the mid-60s. Proteins are highly variable from less than 10% to higher than 14%. Butler said the wheat overall has looked really clean this year with little field damage present.
Again, Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat. Of course, we took a big jump in terms of the harvest last week when it was dry, jumping from 13% complete to 41% complete. But, of course, the rain the last several days will definitely slow that down. Our next crop progress report probably will not show such a big jump in Kansas wheat harvest. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farm loan delinquency rates are a valuable measure for quantifying the underlying health of the farm economy. If farmers experience unexpected shortfalls in income and working capital, they may be unable to meet their loan payments. An increase in farm loan delinquency rates shows an increase in farmers who are experiencing financial stress. After trending higher for several years, high incomes in 2020 pushed farm loan delinquency rate lower. The Kansas City Federal Reserve's Ag Finance Data Book surveys and summarizes farm financial conditions within the district, and the data is largely survey-based and updated quarterly. In the fourth quarter of 2020, the rate across all banks in the Kansas City Fed District was 1.6. This is less than the 2019 rate of 1.8 and the series average of 2.1. Now, from 2014 to 2019, the delinquency rates trended higher. On one hand, rates significantly jumped or near a threefold in the share of the troubled loans in that time frame. On the other hand, rates in 2014 were the lowest levels observed. Conditions remained below the decade-long average. Well, interest in purchasing ag land growing since the coronavirus pandemic induced slowdown blanketed the land market last spring. Farmers are feeling a little more financially secure and a very strong commodity price arriving on top of large government payments last year, propelling farmers to bid more aggressively for additional land, and that has been the case during the last 6 years. Individual investors, both first-time and experienced buyers, stepping into the land market as a search for a safe, long-term real estate investment in a low interest rate environment. Investor buyers seldom outbid farmer buyers for a good farm unless they have a 1031 tax deferred exchange fund to spend in a short time period. An increase in ag land prices happening in most areas of the grain belt, even on most types of land. More ag news at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
couples have a very close working relationship, and sometimes that dynamic gets the best of them. Learn how to manage the stress on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon. Let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices. Practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Stresses of farming can strain a couple's relationship. More and more farm spouses hold outside jobs while working closely together on the farm, which can create additional tension. Decisions made are likely to impact the entire family. David Brown is a behavioral health state specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He says one of the most important things couples can do to reduce the tension is strengthen their communication skills.
Start by negotiating schedules, maybe work on goals and actually write them down. And some simple check-ins, just how are you doing today, things like that. That's very important. One of the things I tell couples often is having a date night at least once a month, because that's a way that the couples can have fun together, learn about each other. That's one item that I think many couples forget about, having that scheduled date night.
Brown says conflict is a normal part of any relationship, but it's important that couples manage conflict well.
They need to kind of soften the startups of how they get into difficult conversations. They need to catch themselves if they start out badly in a conversation, say, back up, I need to back up and start again. You know, if the conflict gets a little out of control, they need to just take a time out and stop and wait for about 20 minutes or so, do some things to kind of distract them from the conflict, then come back and try again.
Sometimes it takes outside support to get a couple through their struggles. Talking to a pastor, a marital counselor, or classes on building relationships can be very helpful. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on how farm couples can manage stress at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Some weakness sneaking into corn and wheat in the last hour or so. September Kansas City wheat down 17 and three quarters now at 641 and a quarter. December down 16 and three quarters at 650 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat tracking lower too. July corn down three quarters at 719 and a quarter. September up one and a quarter at $6 and a half a cent. All the back months are lower though. Soybeans continue to look good. August beans up two at 1432. Well, now September beans are down three quarters at 1407 and a quarter. So we're starting to see some erosion here. Started with wheat earlier, but it's carried over now to corn and soybeans as well. The soybean products continue to look pretty good. August soybean meal is up 260 at 380.10. September's up 260 at 381.60. August bean oil is now down 21 points at 63.21. September down 46 at 62.65. So sharply mixed numbers now in the soybean complex, and we're starting to see some erosion after being much more positive earlier in the day. In the livestock complex, we continue to see some improvement there. Fat cattle and feeder cattle are both green, while hogs have taken a turn for the worse. August live cattle up 92 at 123.65. October up 112 at 129.27. Back months are up by a dollar or more. August feeder cattle up 247 at 157.10. September feeders up 197 at 159.40. Each of the back months, again, up by well over a dollar. So cattle are looking good right now. Hogs had been strong early, but that's given way big time. August hogs now down 222 at 101.02. October hogs down 142 at 85.95. Each of the back months is also lower. So some interesting movement here in our futures markets on Thursday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person.
Join Blue Rapids for a sesquicentennial celebration, 150-plus one, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Blue Rapids Library will share tales of Blue Rapids Friday afternoon. And Square Cruisin' is back Friday night. Tune Key and D-Wise, we join the fun with another Friday Night Live, and a drive-in movie on the square will follow. Saturday starts with a community breakfast, 10 a.m. parade, Central Branch Rail Rides, and free hot dogs on the square at noon. Blue Rapids alumni and friends invited to gather at the museum Saturday evening, July 3rd. Sunday afternoon, the museum will be open again. Join reenactors in the Hot Club of Cowtown Jam on the square Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Blue Rapids firemen will host a barbecue that evening at the 4-H building, followed by kids' games, duck race, a free concert with Hot Club of Cowtown live at 7:30, cake and Cull Hall ice cream, followed by fireworks at 10. Celebrate the sesquicentennial and Blue Rapids Independence Weekend. Full schedule of events online on their Facebook page, Blue Rapids 150th Celebration. Join the Hot Club of Cowtown live for the Blue Rapids Sesquicentennial Celebration, Sunday, July 4th, with a jam on the square from 2:30 till 3:30 and a free show on the fairgrounds Sunday evening at 7:30. Hot Club of Cowtown live in Blue Rapids for the Sesquicentennial Celebration, Sunday, July 4th.
She's mine.
all-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.